Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Game School. I'm Paul, your Game Master. With me we have Natalie, who plays Mirage.
Hello!
And we're also joined by our little one, who's being a little bit louder than usual, so you might hear her. But we're going to soldier on. Rob, who plays Loa.
Oh, you remember.
Yeah, I even remember... No, I don't. I don't remember his full name.
Initials are V and G.
Valerian Gray.
There you go.
And last but not least, we have Art, who plays Chimera.
Evening, everybody.
All right, and question of the day is coming from Natalie today.
When you travel, are you a... Is it preparer, or are you just flying by the seat of your pants?
Well, for me, myself, I am a preparer, but I kind of see Valerian as, well, to be honest. He will also somewhat prepare for everything.
So, Chris is definitely a, you know, go with the flow, you know, kind of go where whatever the world is leaning towards.
Yeah. I was thinking that I was kind of, I feel like she would prepare. She'd prepare. She'd be a preparer. I'm just basically fly by seat of my pants, but I think she's a preparer.
Paul, when I vacation, I like to know exactly where I'm going, and then I like to do spur of the moment things once I get there. But, like, I have a thing, like, I'm going to do, you know, touristy shit on Monday, but I want to go do, like, this event Tuesday, and I want to do, different kinds of touristy things on other days, but I don't plan the exact things.
Yeah, so.
It's more fun that way. Like, because, like, there's that one big thing you really want to get to do. You make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. But you enjoy yourself along the way by not getting tied down to a schedule, which makes you hate your vacation.
I hear you.
So who wants to do the recap from last time? If you need help, I can help. You did fight Nazis. That was a thing.
Yes.
Chris charmed a secret base captain.
Yep. So, let's see. We stole
one of his coats. You do have that coat, by the way. It's a Waffen SS coat. It's a legitimate... like, historical relic that's not a good thing. You know what I mean? And does he feel dirty owning it right now?
It was a gift.
Owned by a mass murderer.
Yeah. But at this point in time, you know, it will
serve its purpose?
Serve its purpose, yeah.
You're just going to leave it here when you come?
Probably. As much as I really want to take it with me and just sell it as a relic.
But they carbonated it and it wouldn't come back, right?
Uh-huh.
So the thing is just a replica.
Uh-huh.
Right, no. Unless there was particulates that happened during the Thunder event.
Because it would be...
Okay. Oh, it wouldn't have been hit with the blast.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it depends on when we leave.
True.
And if I get it back and it is full of that rather than whatever decays...
It could be a magic item. Probably is a magic item.
Yeah, but you kind of would have to wear that said magic item and get the effect.
Not a chance.
No, that's when you take it to a tailor and you're like, fix this.
That's one special tailor because I think they can alter magical items.
Yeah, they exist.
Okay.
They're not cheap. All right. They took down an underwater base. They found Plasmos. They told Plasmos that he in the future everyone thinks he's a villain.
Yep.
He was not happy to hear that. And they figured out that there is a there was a hitchhiker on them coming to the past.
No, we actually know they hitched right with us.
Well, you know there's someone else from the future.
There's somebody else from the future here.
Yeah. Correct.
We just don't know how they got here or who it is.
Unless, of course, it's the Technovore.
I doubt it.
He'd be next to useless here.
True, but then he's the only person that was close to us upon us coming back here.
Do you remember where you were when you went back in time? I thought about this today.
We were in the middle of a field after fighting some elemental
acids. Incorrect. You were in a town. No, you were underground.
We were underground.
You were in one of the RSC.
Because we delivered the Technovore, and that's when Michael...
He appeared. He said, I need you, and you're like, I guess we're going. Anyway, so, today, you guys, it's the big day, right?
Yep.
It was the morning of... March 15th?
Yep.
Stuff's about to go down.
Yes.
And
we have a basic plan of how to...
The evacuation hasn't been called yet.
Correct.
But that will happen at noon.
Yes.
Because it's 3 o'clock.
3:15.
Yeah, so they'll call an evacuation it wouldn't be noon then, it'd be like 2 o'clock because they didn't want it to be so obvious.
Yeah.
And the fight with them, between them, is only supposed to last like a minute because it was like they each, you know, and.
So we were going to have Loa superheat the gauntlets. And.
Thunder's going to remote detonate them.
Yep.
And you know there's someone else from the past, the future here.
Yes.
And you are pretty sure you need to figure out who they are before they cause more damage to the timeline. Because you've realized, you think the timeline hasn't changed right now. This is probably what always happened. It just was never written down properly because the future is told by those who were fucking there.
Well, how about this? We are trying to make it happen the way we...
Remember how it happened.
My phone on the other room. I'll get it later. Alright, so you guys are. It's the morning. You guys have not unlimited resources, but their technical resources are low, your manpower resources are high. Cameras are unreliable or non-existent in most places. There are pagers.
Apparently.
No, we looked it up. There it
is. Oh, I know. Yep. I know. That's why I said apparently.
Yep.
No one believed me.
Okay. So the question is, who do we think came back?
No.
Is there a way that we can, like, look up, like, not look up, but, like, would one of us know of, like, another time traveler?
Jiffy-ish.
The only one who's public about their powers is Jiffy. They are a non-binary cape. But they can only go forward and back in time seconds, at the most a minute. This is... dramatic.
Okay, so they're a time turner. So it's someone else.
Yeah. So I guess my initial thought is I'm thinking that it was somebody from the Velvet Fist. Those are the people who sealed off his powers. That they are here to make sure that
the deal wasn't altered.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
The other thing is, since we don't know exactly what's in the deal, whether or not he moves forward in time, if he's still under the same constraints. Mm-hmm. So. Do we have any ideas of how to try to locate said person?
Don't I have, like, good findies?
Investigation is, like, you know, investigating a problem.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a ranger, so why can't I, like, I don't know, like, range?
You can. It wouldn't be as useful as investigation. Okay, you can also send out Harriet to fly around and look for people who you might recognize. Mm. She's just a bird.
Boss?
Hello.
Hey, boss.
We have a telepathic connection, right? So I can, like, look through your eyes? Or is that just, like, a wizard thing?
We don't have that, boss.
All right, so I need you to do something for me.
What do you want?
I want you to scope the area and try
to... It's a big city, boss.
That's a big city, but mostly this area, and then I point to a map of the area.
All right, this bird's eye view makes sense. Yep.
Yep, and I need you to look for, number one, something suspicious.
There's lots of crime here, boss.
Like, I'm looking for...
Looking for technology.
Or technology that's not of this time period. And then I give her the 411.
Oh, of what's okay. Happening. Anything with a screen. Got it.
Do you know what a screen is?
I'm not dumb.
That's fair. Okay, that's my bird.
And anybody who looks familiar, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You haven't been out much. But, like,
yeah, but I have all of your memories. I'm a spirit who's been hanging out with you since you were a kid. Duh.
Harriet, just go. Just go, Harriet. Just go. Just go.
Okay.
And she just tears off. What shape is she in? If you say pigeon, she's going to be offended.
No, not a pigeon. I kind of want her to be a pigeon.
You say pigeon?
No.
No, you want something with really good eyesight.
What's a bird...
Hawk.
Falcon.
Eagle.
Okay,
peregrine
falcon.
But those don't fly around cities.
Hold on.
Wait, actually, nowadays?
Not in the 60s.
Not in the 60s, that's true.
I'm going to feel really dumb.
Because they figured out that
peregrine
falcons do really well in cities. Because
the official state bird of Missouri is the eastern bluebird. She's an eastern bluebird.
So terrible vision. Got it.
Wait, do they have terrible vision?
Compared to other birds? Yeah, look how small their eyes are.
They have big eyes.
Compared to a falcon?
Okay, a falcon in St. Louis would be awfully suspicious, wouldn't you think?
Actually, let's do an eagle because we're close to the river.
There you go, eagle. Eagle eye.
Ba-dum-tsh. Roll perception at advantage, because that is what eagles get.
Is it for Harriet?
Yes.
I wonder if you feel... no, it's not considered a reaction.
There you are, Harriet.
Do you want to throw a bardic inspiration at the bird?
Can I?
Is it a being?
I guess.
I'm not asking. You're getting a short rest, all right?
She already has a +2 for this.
That's it?
Because it's wisdom, right?
Yeah, also because they had your proficiency bonus.
My proficiency bonus is +2, but I'm assuming it's +3.
+3. Also, you have expertise in perception, don't you?
Yes.
I would let that apply to your summons.
So what would that be?
+8.
+8? So it's now +8.
Plus a d6 remark?
8.
8? Okay.
It's d8. Yeah.
Level 5.
Okay. So that's a 10 plus 8, 18. And then an 8. 18 plus
wow.
8.
Wow. The Kimmon and Clutch art with the 8 on a D8. So at first she doesn't see anything strange and she's flying around for probably
That's 26. Sorry, that took that long to count it.
Yeah. So she's flying around for probably almost an hour and a half. It's getting to be about
no, Harriet.
It's getting to be about maybe 10 a.m. or so.
Okay.
And then she says, and then she sees something and she You see her arrowing back towards you, like, dive bombing.
Canonically, when Harriet is puzzled or confused, doesn't make the sound that a bird would make when confused. She just clucks like a chicken. So she goes, bah-kah!
She clucks like a chicken?
She goes, bah-kah!
I don't want to do that.
You're not going to have to do that. I just did it.
Okay. She lands and she says, scream!
Where?
Over there! Follow me.
Let's start stealthy on our way that way.
Depending on the perhaps a stealth. Stealthy. Like a pigeon.
No.
Do you want to see duck? A duck?
A duck.
A duck. Then be a duck.
More respectable than a pigeon. Rats with wings.
Right.
In the spirit of all wild birds, pigeons don't count.
And now she's bobbing her head like a duck.
Or maybe a goose because she's walking with a purpose.
Sorry.
All right, so we're going to head off.
Stealth. Would you like to use Pass Without a Trace, Natalie?
Yes, please. Where do I mark that?
Second level spell.
Thank you.
If you have it prepared, or if you know it.
Know it.
Do you?
Pass Without a Trace, right there.
Mark it off for the day. Just put a one in the used box.
Slots expended are right
one,
there.
One, yeah. Oh. You all will add plus 10 to your stealth checks. Thunder is not with you, obviously. He's not stealthy. But really? He starts to the imagination. Big himbo. He's not dumb, though. He's just big.
Not stealthy.
Lots of presents.
Do I have a chance to break 40 with this? And I'm not playing Damon.
That's better than I was expecting.
That's worse than I was expecting. Didn't break 30.
What's the totals?
14 plus 11, 425.
Is that including the plus 10 from Pass Without a Trace?
I mean, I have plus 11 with stealth.
Yes, and plus that's another 10. 10.
Oh, it was a 4, wasn't it?
It's 14.
It was a 4.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. So, 4, 24 plus 11, 35?
Yeah.
I rolled a 6.
Plus?
21 for 27.
I rolled an 11. Plus 17. For 28? You're the noisiest one of the group.
Dun, 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 dun. You guys just, and the ducks just waddle, 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 waddle.
I rolled a 6. What do you expect?
And walks you up to a pretty nondescript hardware store. And says, she points, on the roof.
Okay.
Good job.
Well.
You don't have to send her away. She can just be around.
Do you want to go to a pond? Or like,
you can just let her wander around.
Yep.
You want to go wander. Don't be suspicious, though.
Eagle again.
Jesus Christ. Okay, goodbye.
Did you make her an eagle again?
Yeah.
She takes off.
Yeah, if this turns into combat, it would be useful to have her nearby.
Wait. Come back. Wait. Can you just, like, you know, be an eagle, but, like, in the area? And then, like, be in earshot, so I could be like, Harriet! And then you can come and dive bomb.
She goes and she lands in a building nearby, like, next door, and waves with a wing.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Thanks, Harriet.
All right.
I do love that they all have their own personalities.
Ted is dopey, Harriet's sassy, and Chaz is Chaz.
Chaz is Chaz.
So, you were told that there's a person with a screen on top of on the roof.
So now that we got here, supposedly stealthily,
you crushed that check. I do get a chance to hear you.
What rolls a 27?
I add 9. Okay.
I add 21.
Yeah, but we added 27.
Y'all added 21.
No, that's me.
She did too. She's at plus 11.
Right, level of rogue. I'm like, where'd she get the expertise from?
You took it skilled expert, right? Yeah. Anyway, so you have a building, you have a pretty hopping hardware store, you know, so you see people go in and out all pretty much constantly. It's very well done. There's a bunch of sails on the windows.
Is there any outside roof access?
Yeah, there's a ladder with a padlock on it.
What about the nearby buildings?
Similar thing.
Excuse me.
It's downtown. They wouldn't really.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Is it busy in the hardware store?
Yes.
Very.
Oh, shit.
How many people can you invisible at the same time?
How many people can I invisible at the same time?
Currently? Without a power check? One.
I could do one. But I can do a power check.
To try and get multiple. For more.
We could do that. I want to do it. We want
to. But you'd have to give up your pass without a trace to do it.
Oh.
Well
they're both concentration.
We don't need that anymore. We're going to go invisible.
No, I'd rather keep the pass without trace.
Yep. What if I went in? Because invisible drops someone with the attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can always climb the outside of the thing that had the 6 feet of covered thing before the ladder. Yeah. It would take you a very low athletics check to do that.
Yes. Could I do an illusion that we're not actually being sneaky sneaks and trying to get onto the roof?
Roll a power check.
What would I roll? Plus the illusion?
Yeah.
I'm thinking this one feels good.
3.
18. Fuck you.
18 plus?
8.
26, yeah. No, you make an illusion of nothing going on. Actually, it looks like you're inspecting it. You look like inspectors with, very traditional, clipboards and pens.
I'm sorry, it was 16.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I don't know if it matters.
So roll athletics to try and hop the thing.
All of us?
Yes. None of you can fly, right?
Athletics?
Yeah. You can run up walls, or you can fly?
I'm seeing if I can actually get the run up walls yet. I don't think I do.
Could I try acrobatics?
Yeah. No. No. It's athletics. You gotta hop.
Damn it.
Oh, athletics.
Yeah.
I got a 10.
That's all you need.
I rolled a 15.
Yeah,
for
you're
0.
Fine.
For nothing. For 15.
Your athletics is nil.
It's 0.
Plus 0. I found her one weakness. Strength skills.
Everything else that's strength is at least plus whatever.
I think it's just athletics.
It is just athletics.
Shut up. Got a grapple?
You know that I like my strength, and you let me put a 0.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Anybody, waiting on you, Rob.
Okay. I was just seeing if I could find it where I actually get the run-up walls.
You literally have the ability to produce fire, and there's an illusion covering you right now. You could just fly. And then
I fly up.
Okay. Or you made it up. You guys clamber up, and you find that setting up on the edge of the building are three men. One of them is laying down and looks to be setting up a sniper's nest. One of them is obviously on guard, and he's got a large submachine gun. Think like a Tommy gun almost, but I don't know what the 6 is equivalent of a Tommy gun is. It might still be a Tommy gun, to be honest. And then lastly, Athena sees someone she recognizes.
Oh.
That's Tim. Rhonda's son.
What the hell? Hold on, wait a minute.
You know the mild-mannered accountant?
And then it's... He's a mild-mannered accountant. That's Big Rhonda's son.
Yeah.
Is Rhonda evil?
Big Rhonda.
I don't know who Big Rhonda is.
Is my...
He's your dad's agent.
Agent.
Or manager.
Manager.
For Atletico.
Mm-hmm.
And your dad is...
Dad's.
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 This character never met
him.
Oh, I have to... I have... I have two dads.
You had 2 months.
I have...
You had a month with them, and you each went to each other's houses once.
So
you
would have met them. With Travis.
That was with Travis.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you haven't met them yet.
I'm playing my character.
I have two dads. There's... And I give him the 401. There's...
Yep.
Yeah. And that they work for Athletico, and the manager for them is Rhonda. Rhonda is that kid's mom.
No, he's like 25. He's older than you.
Yeah.
He would have been around when you were a kid, and mm-hmm. you would remember him as like a teenager. Mm-hmm. Kind of a
His
jerk.
His nickname was Tiny Tim.
And you look and he's like 6'2" and in good shape, but he was nicknamed was Tiny Tim because his mom is 6'5", 350, muscle.
I'm going to look to size them up with my unique skill, fighting style.
Roll it.
Well, that was a 5 on the die. I need to switch off that die now. So that's a total of 16.
Would you like to use a lucky on it? Or an inspiration?
Because
you sounded disappointed.
Yeah, I actually do have 3 inspirations. I might as well use one.
Oh,
mark
shit.
It off.
I need to check. And
your luckies come back on the beginning of the session, so.
Yeah.
They come back on long rest.
You had a long rest as well.
We had a long rest.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. Coming back
the next
from...
day?
Okay. Then I got more stuff I can do. And I'm definitely using that lucky.
Using lucky, not inspiration?
Yeah.
Alright, so roll the die again. But roll a different one this time.
Yeah, that's what I was about to do.
Is it worse?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So 4 plus what?
11. So it's 5, actually. 5 was the original roll.
5 plus 11 is 2016?
Yep.
With a 16, I'll give you the two people. They'll give you the two people closest to you. Tim moves like someone who has been trained extensively in some form of combat that he's not, that he doesn't have access to right now. You think maybe like a mech suit or a powered armor maybe? Because he moves like his arms are too far out, you know? Like he's used to having more bulk than he's, or having like a super heavy armor maybe? And he's in plain clothes. But, you know, when you fight that way all the time, you kind of walk like that because it's just nature. The guy with the machine gun moves like a panther. He is slick and lethal. That's not just some flunky. That guy knows what he's doing. He is absolutely lethal. And he his finger rests just outside the trigger guard. He is ready to blast with anything nearby. The sniper's not moving enough for you to get any read on him.
Gotcha.
And you guys are not invisible, and I actually have one more.
Maybe you should make a stealth roll then?
Yes, I rolled a perception when you guys arrived. And what do you think I rolled?
A 2.
An 18. Plus 9.
Which is why we're re-rolling stealth to compete. To fight.
That's why you had stealth to get here.
Yeah, and that's why we need a new stealth for this.
Yeah, but he rolled a 27.
I already heard you arrive. That was what I was telling you.
Nosy Rosie.
So, as you crest the hill, as you crest the roof, roll initiative.
Yay.
I gave you that information as you showed up. That was...
Well, I'm switching to this die now. We got the same number on the die.
I'm sure you're faster than I am.
Probably. I'm slower than her, probably.
24 for Mooks.
What?
And...
Okay.
An 8 for Tim.
Twenty-two. 17 on the die.
15 total.
What did you roll? One?
I rolled a 7 plus 8 for 15.
I thought her bonus was bigger.
Yeah.
17 plus 6 for 23.
I'm a winner. Bard.
Yep, half proficiency.
Am I half only plus 8 decks? For initiative?
5 for dex. Okay. 3 for proficiency.
18?
18 plus half proficiency.
So half proficiency is 2.
Yeah.
Plus dex of what?
18, so 4. So 6. Half, so
he's,
6.
He's, so he's adding 6.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then 18, 20.
Yeah.
17 plus 6 is 23.
Math. Okay. The math is correct.
My brain processed him saying 26.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't it.
That's why I was confused.
Yeah.
I'm like, how?
No, 23. They go first.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Tommy Gunn looks at you guys, and I need deck saves. As he just levels the Tommy Gunn and lets loose a cone of lead.
He said dex.
Yes, dex save. And it is a custom DC because I rolled to see how he does. That's how guns would have worked if they existed. Wow, guy. Okay. DC was 18.
Okay, I make it.
I make it. Right at 18.
How much?
18.
Yeah, I make it.
All right, so y'all are going to take half of 5d6 plus 5.
Can I use deflect?
No, it's not an attack roll.
No, it's on hit. I wouldn't.
It's
with an attack. Wow, that was pitiful. 10. 20. So 10 damage each of piercing.
So 10 damage, you said?
Yep. You each take 10 damage. Natalie, did you take your damage?
No.
10.
Go.
Go.
Wait, what number am I?
I have another flunky.
You got another flunky and then me and him. So you got plenty of time.
Yeah, you're last.
Oh, but I still have to take her out of the thing.
We'll let her down.
I know. I have to get her out of the thing. I don't. Okay.
Eyes open.
Of course they are.
It's okay.
Questing eyes.
Wow.
Wide open.
Of course they are.
No. Just.
She's tired.
Sweeps.
Sweeps. You're gonna be okay, so I promise.
Yeah, go.
I'm untying it, dude.
Oh. Alright, who's next?
Your second guy?
My second, Mook. The guy with the sniper rifle is going to leave the sniper where it is, turn around, and draw a pistol, and level it at one of you. Who looks like they have no armor on?
Me.
I don't look like I have armor on either.
I think she's the only one who has like an active suit. No, she has an active suit underneath her clothes.
Yeah.
Even is Rob. That's not. Alright. 3-round burst. With a pistol. Rounding automatic. That was exceedingly poor. God damn. Hold on. These two multiply to make that one. A 17 misses you, right?
Yes.
Okay. That was pop, 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 and nothing. You've never been shot at before. Not with an actual firearm. Like it's kind of like surreal. Like that can't happen anymore, right?
Yeah, it's. Especially the crack of gunpowder.
Yeah, it's like you've heard explosions. Like,
yeah.
Rockets still work, but specifically gunpowder doesn't.
Uh-oh. Somebody just got an evil idea.
That was that. And then he, draws a fighting knife with his other hand.
Okay.
All right, that was my Mooks.
So then I guess it's me. How big of an area are they in?
It's a pretty big rooftop, maybe 50 or 60 feet across, easy.
But how close are they together?
Yes.
The sniper's
30 foot cube?
The sniper wouldn't be in it. You get everyone but the sniper in that. Because Tim's kind of wandering in the middle.
Okay.
Closest to you guys.
Would I be able to fit them all in a 30 foot cone?
If you can't get them in a cube, you can't get them in a cone.
Okay, what about a 60 foot line?
Maybe. We'd have to roll a luck check
on that.
Okay. Well, I can go first.
So the sniper is the one that shot at me, right?
Correct.
That's fine. I'm still going to do what I'm going to do. I'm actually going to go ahead and hypnotic pattern.
The other two?
The other two.
Yep.
No, there goes that idea.
We'll see.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if it works.
All right. This is for Tim.
No, it was the other two that are getting hit by it, not Tim.
Yeah.
No. He wanted Tim.
Tim and then the other guy. It's just the sniper.
Okay.
Oh, you suck.
How often do I hide my roles?
No, you're
almost
good.
Never.
You're good.
Except to know if you guys are stealthy, because I think that was a hidden information thing.
Okay, so my turn. Do I think I can cook off a couple of rounds?
Oh, to be clear, they both save with an 18 and a 19 on the die, respectively.
Yeah.
Do I think I could cause their guns to explode with all the gunpowder I'm not used to actually exploding? Because they gave me the idea of firing their guns.
If you're just trying to do that, it'd be a power check. The actual wave of flame wouldn't do it, probably, because it's instantaneous, versus you need sustained heat to cause it.
Okay, I'll just go with the luck check to see if I can align all three in a 60-foot line fire breath.
What's a good number in D12?
Six.
You're within two. Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Okay. Dex save.
Let him cook. All right. Tim? SMG man? Sneaker. What's my DC, by the way?
If I don't add anything to it, it should be 16.
16?
Because proficiency of 3 and 5 for the stat.
Yeah,
I'm so double slotted in this, though.
Doesn't change it. It's like a spell. It's like being a better spellcaster. So Tim is the only one to fail. The other two juke hard.
Still takes.
And who are you picking to take the candle damage?
Tim.
I have a feeling. It doesn't hurt that he's the only one taking full damage, does it?
Yep. Well, it's because he's the boss man of the group.
He definitely is that.
Okay, so 10, 20, 24 for the mooks.
Hold on.
Not half.
I got T, S, M, G, S, N, S, N, I, P. One sec. Alright, and how much, what was the total?
24.
Is that the max damage?
Not halved. That is specifically for the two mooks. And then an additional 4 for light the candle. Add 5 total because...
Both?
To all, yeah. So 29 for the mooks, and then 33 for Tim. Because I forgot that I get to add my mod to all fire attacks.
All right.
I will then close the distance.
Did you summon your sibling?
I did not.
Okay. That was a decision you made.
Okay. I'll close the distance.
With whom?
Tim.
Okay.
Because he's the closest one.
You have bonus action still?
Yeah. I'm like, can I actually flurry of blows?
You cannot flurry because you do not take the attack action.
I took the ability check.
It's not an attack action. It's very specific.
Okay.
Now, if you'd like cantripped, you could have flurried because it's replacing your attacks. But you did not.
Okay. Nobody's really injured enough.
You got a bonus action punch.
Yeah.
And do you get the Stunning Strike? Is that an option?
I do. Okay. That's level 5.
You just have that after you hit, though, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's a 6 on the die.
You miss.
Probably.
No, I'm 15. I'm certain
you miss. That's a 15 total.
Yeah, you miss.
But it was...
Oh, wait, hold on. He doesn't have his armor yet. 16, you said?
Yep. No, 15.
You miss. Okay. 16 is his armor class before his armor appears.
I'll use an inspiration.
I feel like I should... You do know if you hit or miss, so okay.
That's a 19 now.
Total?
On the die.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. All
right. Now my punches is a d12.
What do you add to it?
10 more.
Okay.
And a d4.
He hasn't had a turn yet.
So, that is 12 bludgeoning, 9 fire.
Okay. See a little bit. Oh, no. Yeah. You see him wince, but not as much as you'd expect. You assume there's some kind of armor underneath his clothes.
Okay. Magical if it matters.
It doesn't.
I did already trigger my, light the candle, so... That's it.
All right. Whose turn?
Mirage.
Okay. Mirage.
Hello. I'm up here.
Yep.
I'm going to go... Is it an action if I talk to him?
No. The adult... No. Soliloquy takes no time.
Okay. Tim?
He says... Athena?
What are you doing here?
He goes from, like, mildly happy to see you, surprised and, like, amused, to as his gaze goes hard and he says, she's one of them.
You're an accountant. What are you doing here?
I do take accounts, but I'm no accountant.
Listen, we had you at our house, but I swear I will beat your butt if you're trying to ruin this day. Murphy! And then he transforms.
Hey, you have a second friend, too.
And also, Harriet takes a shit on him.
I think she means literally.
Like, actually. Do I have to roll for the bird to shake a shit on him? What do I roll?
Her attack roll.
Okay. What is it? Plus 6?
That's how you describe her attacking.
7 plus 6.
Miss.
I figured.
Murphy.
Alright, Murphy. Is plus 7. Fucking son of a god damn it.
When's your roll?
1.
Roll that.
I want to re-roll that. It does an 18 hit?
Currently, yes.
Think currently?
He's going to armor
I know.
Up.
A lot.
I know. I figured.
I honestly should have just went all punchy instead of trying all AoE.
13 for a bite.
Damage?
Yeah.
Is he going to use his reaction to apply this fire damage? Or whatever kind of damage?
Yeah. What is that plus? Plus 2d6, right?
He's only large right now, so yes.
Plus 9.
He says, I never liked you, cat.
What?
Oh, no. I never liked you, you mongrel.
Mm-hmm. Now it's my turn.
Now it's Athena's turn.
And I'm going to take a... He's going to take a bow and arrow, an arrow to the face. 23 to hit.
That hits.
Question. Did he resist the fire at all? Because I have elemental death fire.
Not presently.
I need another one of you.
Okay, you were mentioning the armor, and so I realized that.
Hasn't happened yet.
Well, the Under Armour.
Oops. His AC is 16 until he equips his armor. Then it spikes dramatically.
Yep.
19 damage, and then we do it again.
You didn't do it again.
Yeah, two attacks.
Are you guys level 6?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then yes, you do.
We've been level 6 since Lola joined the group.
26 to hit. Double zeros is what? 10?
10. Ten. Ten. Both 10s.
Okay, so that's 19 plus 5 for 24. Yeah, we're going to put that one away because that confuses me. No, we need full confusion.
Holy shit.
Suck it, bitch. I didn't say suck it, bitch. But to me, in my head, I said it.
Whose turn is it?
His.
His.
Okay. He claps his fists, he claps his hands. Is anyone within 10 foot of him?
Yes.
The cat.
Make a con save. Oh, both of you make con saves.
I am not proficient.
Plus 2.
Well, 23 work.
Yeah.
18 on the die.
14 total.
Okay, he's going to take 3d6. You're taking nothing. That was dog shit. Take 4.
Am I
3d6.
Am I considered attacked within 5 feet of me?
No. This is just a...
It's an AoE.
It's not even... this is literally him summoning his armor. It makes a waft of air around him. As you watch, a suit of jet of dark red... No, it would be red? Yeah, it'd be dark red and blue plate appears. And it's... I'm talking like Space Marine armor. Like thick shit all over his body, and the pieces are like forming, are they're not coming from like underneath his suit, they're coming from a crate that was over on the other side, on the other side of the
so Iron Man 2 and Iron Man
kinda,
3.
Yeah, very much so, yeah. And then he stands probably almost 6 inches taller and a foot wider, and then he punches his fist and he says, "Little capes, you're gonna regret interfering with my plans."
Well, what were your plans?
He's just gonna start hurting you.
Yeah, I know.
He's just gonna launch into a series of haymakers on you.
All right, where's my d8s?
He is resistant to fire right now, but you ignore resistance. I know. Oh. Wow! What a
spread!
Yeah, really. I think he's punching. This would hurt me.
So, how many total attacks against me?
4.
Okay.
How many made contact?
It's just attacks within 5 feet, not hits.
No, it's yeah. I'm telling you how it's going to be played, not how it's written. Because I wrote the damn thing, and I would have said,
if you are attacked within 5 feet of you, you can deal.
If you are struck by something within 5 feet of you. They have to make contact. Otherwise, how would the fire leech?
Because close dodges.
No. You have to get hit to get the benefit. It's supposed to be a Pyrrhic thing. Like, okay, they hit you, but they get, you know, fuck them on the way out.
How many total hits then?
Crit. 22.
Yep. I don't have shield on.
Crit fail. 25.
Oh, hang on. It's been a while since I've played.
I don't believe you have a cutting words, because that's a lore bard thing.
No, but I do have silvery barbs.
Doesn't work on net 20s.
Okay.
But you could lower the 22 to miss because I'm 20.
Theoretically, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll still roll 2 hits worth of deflection.
Turn your creature and turn its sincere encouragement for other creatures. Trigger creature must re-roll the d20 and use the lower roll. I can so do the that. 19 is what the.
Yeah. You're roll the 13.
Yeah. Use the roller, so it doesn't make a difference.
Correct.
You still use the
roller. But now you also select somebody for an advantage.
Yes. That's going to be you.
Oh, okay. If I survive this.
Well, that's true.
Okay. All right, so the crit. Let's get out some soccer
Next
ball.
Attack roll, ability check, or saving throw it makes.
That sucks. I almost knocked these off the table each time. The crit is only 26.
Only 26?
Wait, can I math? Hold on. 15 plus 6, 21, sorry. And then the regular hit is... It's two regular hits, right? Call it that one. This die has not been good to me.
I'm okay with that.
That's 15. And the last one is 19. Wham, wham, wham!
Take 25 fire damage.
Yeah, he roars in pain. He says, ah!
I'm injured.
Alright, so, that was his haymaker, that was his salvo of just piston-powered punches. You hear, like, the whining of the metal as it's going, way faster than it's designed to go. Think Hulkbuster punching, you know. Next.
That would be the mooks.
Oh, I did end up all together. Sandwiched differently. And you see the sniper points to SMG guy. He says, "The boss has that one. You get the others." And he turns.
The boss.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Tim is the boss.
Tim is the boss.
Yep. He's the accountant.
He accounts for your death.
Accounts for the death.
All right. This instead of using a burst, he's gonna do a controlled burst this time. So. But he cannot shoot the same target twice. So you just get shot once. This is Athena. 22.
This is, my hand back, please. Thank you.
They're both 22s. My dice said, you know, you both get shot with 22s.
Is that the caliber as well?
No. It's a Tommy gun, so it's a 45. Nelly, does a 22 hit you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it would.
Okay. Are you going to too pretty to hit that?
No, too pretty to hit.
I had a feeling. All right.
Is that what it's called? I'm too pretty to get hurt.
I think that's the shiny. Is that the shiny teeth that sparkle?
I thought it was a 1,000-watt smile.
1,000-watt smile.
I want to say the.
I'm gonna get hit.
Oh yeah! Damn.
Yep. It's 1,000-watt smile.
Ugh. Again, 3d6, 4, add 5, take 9 points.
Just Athena.
Just you, Chris. Miss Chris. Fuck these dice. God damn it. Okay, changing dice again.
My goodness, I feel like I'm getting smacked around.
And the sniper is going to look over at someone who just, like, shined his teeth and legitimately made his friend fucking miss. He saw it happen, and he's gonna shoot you.
Of course he is. I kind of figured that.
I forgot I had smites.
I did get no crits. Okay.
Actually, hang on. Is that a...
It's the same thing as
shield. Nope. Is it a reaction to do...
Yes, the shiny teeth.
Because I used my reaction to silvery barbs.
Oh, then you would also have been hit.
I would have been hit.
Let's see if these do any better against you. Not really. Oh, yeah. That's 17. No. 6. Yes. 12 and 5 is 17. So you did not 1,000-watt, so I have to pick who I'm shooting. I have to shoot the same person 3 times. Even odd. Even is Natalie. Odd is Art. I have 24, not 24, and 24 shooting at you. I'm sorry, 23, not 23, and 23 at you. I mean, I'm plus 9. That's okay. 14, I assume misses, right? Okay. These are only 2d6 plus 5. Stop. That's 11, and the last one is 12. And then you see him drop a magazine and slap into it. Because he's let off. Three round burst. Oh no, he still has one more left. So he would not drop him back. Okay. Alrighty. Next. Oh, and they do move to flank, so they're not in an easy line anymore. Next.
That would be me.
Do it. How hurt are you?
Oh, I'm hurt.
I know you're hurt.
I'm hurt.
It's a matter of how hurt.
I'm down to 10.
Ooh. I'm also at 10.
Are you really?
I'm at 32. Paul, you might have overdone.
You all just didn't eliminate any targets. You spread your.
I forgot. I could have smited for an additional d6 plus 5. Would that have been enough
to drop him?
Yeah, before
absolutely
he armored.
Absolutely not. Not closer than you'd think, but no. His armor adds a lot of temp HP, though.
Yeah, I know the power set. If it's based on the power set.
Roughly. It's not the full 200 hit points, in case you're worried about that. It isn't the full-size mech, it's just a suit.
Alright.
Don't go for it.
Well, I'm gonna summon a sibling.
So. Yeah, and who'd you get?
Rachel.
She's the wizard. That's so helpful right now.
Wait, is that the techno powered one that can take power of suit?
The harmonics one.
Actually, that's.
Isn't Rachel harmonics?
I believe it is.
Harmonics or techno? This is super important for you right now. Right on top, isn't it there? It's the top page.
Harmonics.
Not as good as technomancy in this case, but harmonics is still super useful.
Yep. It's Hazel is the artificer.
Is she the Swarmkeeper? No, that's the other one.
Swarmkeeper is the ranger.
Gotcha.
That's Isabel. So, I will... Let me finish up my turn, and then I will get to her.
You gonna heal yourself?
Yeah, I'm gonna heal myself with the...
The 44 plus 4 for me?
Yeah. Yes. Bonus action.
I understand the dates. You cut it
in half. Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Two, one.
Well, no, 1, 1, 2, 2.
Yeah, 1, 1, 2, 2. That's
6.
Yeah.
Plus 4, 10?
10.
You doubled your hit points. for a bonus action.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, my bonus action is going to be a little bit more impressive then.
I'm sure. Since they're shooting stuff off.
You know? You do start to hear... You do hear a siren coming from, like, a ways away. You're in downtown. Like...
I'm going to go ahead and... cast Hold Person on the two mooks at level 3.
So you get... Yeah, that's two targets.
Yep.
Mook number 1. What's it? Wisdom save?
I believe it is a wisdom save.
All right, so they're both plus 2. I'll tell you that right now. You got the sniper.
Not the SMG guy.
How much did the SMG get?
21. I rolled a 19.
I'll mark off an inspiration.
It's not a 20.
Yeah.
I'm down to one inspiration now.
They both got threes.
They're both, we can't take another volley.
Both, yeah, I know. They're both like, so, you know, frozen in pace. One with a Tommy gun leveled at you guys, and the other one with a pistol just like leveled at you.
All right. So, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel is going to go ahead and
auto crit.
Oh, I guess she's got a mean melee ability, doesn't she? If you look at her stat block.
No,
is that not the one I'm thinking of?
No, it's the save.
I'm thinking of the there's the one that like you put they put a hand on, as long as they can touch him, it's like inflict wounds.
Yeah, that's.
She's also a wizard. Like, did you ever prepare her spells?
Did not prepare her spell list. I've been a bad.
You're the one who said you wanted.
I've been busy.
And didn't do it. It has been a year and a half.
Well.
If you want, I'm going to give you the opportunity right now. So if you go online and you generate 6th level wizard spell list, I'll let you have it. Whatever it generates.
Oh, okay. This is not actually not a bad plan. Hideous Laughter.
Yeah.
He needs to make a wisdom save.
He is the accountant. Let's see how he does it that. He crushes it.
Damn it.
14 on the die plus numbers. Yeah.
It was a really good idea.
Yeah.
But he just sucks.
And then, yeah, she'll separate out a little bit of ways. All right. I think that's all I can do for now.
All right. I'll move to flank with Murphy, so we're on opposite sides.
Sure.
Doesn't matter, but...
He has inner cameras. He's not really worried about that shit.
Yep. Now, I'm still debating whether or not to heal myself so I can survive the next round of attacks or spend the key to do 2 more attacks. You know, I'll do the first 2 punches and then decide to heal.
He's real thick now.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbly thick, even.
19 will miss.
Yeah.
That's at advantage.
Yes.
Why?
Silver barbs.
Silver barbs.
19 on the die for a 28 to hit.
Hits.
Boom.
Can I get a con save?
Sure.
Is that 2?
He's going to choose to succeed on that.
Was that 2?
Yes.
That was a 2. Mm. He's got a really good con save, but it's not plus 14.
When you say, I choose to succeed, does your like little inner heart just go, I love saying that phrase. I choose to succeed.
Does bludgeoning or fire make matter?
He's resistant to fire, but you're...
So I'll just add it all together.
Correct.
30.
Yeah, he didn't like you.
I smited.
I repeat, he didn't like you.
Yeah. 12, 5, and a 3 on a 12, a 6, and a 4 is pretty damn good.
He likes you the least, including the person who tried to make him fall over.
Second punch. 20.
Miss.
Miss. I know. But it was good damage.
It really was.
Just roll the hits first, yeah.
I roll it all together.
Yeah, that's what I do usually.
Alright. Do I try the 2 more punches or do I go down on my turn? He's gonna go for me, so 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, plus, where'd that d10 go? Well, there's a d10. Oh, there it is. It is in there. And I'll use three of my spirit pool and my light the candle to heal myself. Because I can use
some fire. Yeah, I know. So you're not hurting him anymore this round.
Correct.
Okay.
Team 20, 30, 33, 43 hit points back.
It's like 2.5 punches.
48 hit points back.
Wow.
It's like almost 3 punches.
It's like I took 3 punches on my turn.
You'd be down if my dice weren't being so nice to you from the damage rolls. Seriously.
Yeah, probably.
2, 2, 1 on my D12s, like.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Mirage.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Level. Okay. I have an idea. I want to illusion.
Okay.
Can I illusion?
It's as an action? Sure.
Okay, sure. Cool. My
what are you trying to...
My illusion is that I'm running up to him, and, like, in, like, let's say he's in front. The illusion is that I'm running at him with ready to pull the bow and arrow, but I'm sneakily going behind him with the claws and go...
A feint attack.
Okay. So I'm going to say you'd only get one attack this turn, but you could do it at advantage if you succeed on the check.
Fuck yeah.
Okay. No, succeed at the check
you
first. You
have to succeed on the illusion first.
Oh,
well, so what was the first roll?
The first roll was a 12 plus 8.
So I roll perception. He adds. 9, he's the person who heard you. I got a 2. Fucking die goes in here now.
Okay.
Okay, now you can roll your to hit with advantage. And as it is your claws, you do get to rake. You get to both swings.
So 17.
Her claws are 2.
17 plus 8?
Yeah, that hits.
Okay.
He's got really good armor class, and you still fucking bypassed it. I hate
2D. If both
hold
hit,
on, you get to roll the second claw.
With your I was going to say.
With your bonus action, you get to roll the second claw.
Second, both hit. I get second.
Roll the second claw.
You only hit once so far.
Yeah, you got to
roll first one bonus was for...
So roll these 2.
Yes.
5 and 4 plus 5.
You will not get the rake
14.
Damage.
So you only hit once.
Not even close.
No, that was her damage roll.
That's damage.
Oh, sweetie, you need to roll to hit for the second claw because you get the bonus damage if you hit with both.
I was 7.
I'll go ahead and use one of my...
I have lucky. I can just do that.
Yeah, use lucky's first.
Okay.
Lucky's first.
Lucky's come back on long rest.
Goodbye, Lucky.
And you get still roll
18 plus 8.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Now she gets her full rake damage.
Now all you right. get the full damage.
So the 14 first.
Okay.
14 damage. And then another 4 damage.
No, it's more than that. Your rake, when you hit, also you have sneak attack.
And then plus another 3d6.
Yeah.
So it says if both hit, it's 2d6.
An extra 2d6.
That was 4.
Damage. So you do so no so that's you're, 4 you're, for the extra damage,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't roll the damage for the second hit.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
So what's the damage on a normal claw? 2d6.
Regular claw. I have written here 2d6 plus 5.
Yes. Okay.
And then I have a line that says, I wrote something small. Hold on.
There.
60-foot range.
That's if you do a spite.
Both hit. Add an additional 2d6.
So you in total you should have rolled 96. You've rolled.
Okay, 4. Hold on. 4d6 right now, and the total is 14.
14.
No. So I need 6. What 9?
You need 5 more.
5 more.
So you just roll these again. There. You're at 14, and then I have 5 more d6. Yeah, this is the most lethal attack you have.
It's shit, so.
It's
still a lot of dice.
5 10 and then 16.
16 plus 14 is 30, plus 30 your plus 5.
10.
5.
It's 2d6 plus 5 for each attack.
Yes.
So it would be plus 10.
30, 40.
40? 40. Point of note, I think he's considered poisoned.
From?
My smite.
Oh, he's immune to that. Don't worry about
it. It's considered radiant damage.
He's immune to the poison condition.
Oh, shit.
Well, we were re-flavoring stuff. Could you pick that up,
Paul? Yeah, but it's still radiation poisoning.
Okay.
He's immune to poisoning.
Could you pick that up?
Yes.
I don't want to flip it. Is this the right one?
I mean, it's the most nearest page.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Here, let me move your cup.
Okay.
I'm going to do this for you, so you can...
Thanks. Well, she couldn't see you. That's why I haven't moved it.
Got it. I guess she can still see me. All right. Yeah, he's hurt pretty bad and not liking this very much. Who's next?
He is.
Excellent.
He has three targets around him now.
Yeah. He's going to... I need everyone within 20 foot of him, which I think is...
Everyone.
Everyone but Art. To make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, I forgot to make my guy, other guys roll.
Harriet. Oh, well, you still have two more attacks. Yeah.
Harriet and Murphy.
Okay, come here, you.
Up on the shoulder.
I don't think that Murphy could kill him, but there's a chance if he crit.
Okay.
Well, his armor class is so high. The odds of them hitting is negligible.
But his odds of critting.
Don't chase Zeus, kid.
If he hits, he crits.
All right, so this is for Harriet to shit on him.
I have a piece of advice. You could have Harriet help Murphy and give him advantage instead of having her attack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll do that. Because
she can distract him. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Harriet is harrying him.
That's exactly what she's doing.
So 18 plus 7.
Hits.
Cool. And then 2d6 plus 7, and then another 2d6.
But he's... what element do you choose for Murphy?
What did you pick today? You pick whatever element you want for the day.
Fire. No, not fire. What other elements are there?
Lightning.
Water. Lightning, cold.
Thunder?
Thunder's not an option. Oh, yeah, it is. No, poison and acid are the other two.
Not poison.
Acid's usually good. Acid.
Cold. I would go cold.
Acid, cold, lightning.
Cold.
Okay.
Freeze the armor.
Okay.
Make it chatter.
Four.
He's not resistant to cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You picked correctly.
4d6 into here.
Yep. Yes.
Plus my 7.
Correct.
I could kill him?
No.
Fuck.
Okay.
Shit.
It's not like he heals.
Shit. Fuck. 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 plus 7 for 16! listener, I rolled 3 ones of my 46. So that's a 6, and then 1, 2, 3 ones.
I don't want to hear it. I have not rolled on a D8. Listen, I've not rolled higher than a 6.
He was so happy. He was doing so good.
It's still good.
He had the help of
every point. Every point is good.
He really doesn't like any of you right now.
So, except me, that I haven't really done anything to him.
You made him save.
And you made his mook stop shooting.
Oh, that's true.
You said dexterity check?
Yes, from dexterity saves from the everyone within range of him, which is Murphy, Athena, and Loa.
Okay, so Murphy just got a natural 20.
He'll take nothing.
Okay, fantastic.
24.
And then he'll take half. A dirty 20 for myself. What was that?
Sounds like we might have another round before we go down.
Salty and GM, sorry.
Really? Salty? Little?
Oh, fuck. 6, 10. That does not easily break. 25 electric or lightning damage. So have to 12.
Okay.
Murphy takes nothing because he got an at 20.
Hell yeah, brother.
And then his other action is going to be to do a cone.
Yeah, no tracks. No idea he's going today.
He's going to do a cone. I can only get... He doesn't...
Only two.
I know. Well, and Chris.
One and Chris.
Yes.
We're all... Sounds like you're taking a cone.
Who could he... Who's going to spin and do it? She went around behind him, which means she's not... That it wouldn't be Athena.
It would be Murphy, then.
It would probably be Murphy, because Murphy's big enough. Yeah. So this is a laser that is slashing damage. Just... I need a dex save from the pair of you. Murphy and Chris. Oh, d20.
What did I roll?
A 9.
Fuck.
What did I roll?
16. Can I take his roll?
No.
I rolled it out of the thing. Can I roll it again?
What is...
I got a 1. Never mind. I don't want it.
Huh? You don't know the DC.
I'll give you a hint. It should be higher. You need to get 16 or higher usually.
I'm currently higher than a 16.
You probably are fine if you're not going to die.
Yeah.
From the dice sound in his hand.
What's your total?
18.
That was the DC.
Oh my god. Your dice hate you tonight.
It's almost as bad as
you. Leaving me hanging.
He'll be lucky to break 20.
I did that. 24. So take 12.
What am I taking?
Did you make the save?
I don't know.
You did 18? No, you did not.
Fuck.
24 points.
I'm down.
Murphy.
Oh. Not you.
I'm still up. All the way up.
My dice fucking hate me. I'm literally going to rotate them out tonight. I swear to God.
I know my dice rolling is bad, but that has been atrocious for you tonight.
Hey, man. I can't borrow a hit. I can't borrow a good damage roll. Son of a bitch. All right.
Mooks are...
Did you roll con save?
You took 12 damage. You rolled 10.
Huh?
You need to roll a 10.
You made it.
Oh, yeah. I rolled a 13.
I know. You rolled a 10 on the die. Yeah. More than 10 on the die. All right. My moves go... And I roll save at the end of the turn. Right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
SMG Mook is moving. So is the other guy. These dice are doing just fine. The damage dice... God damn it!
Well, guess whose turn it is again?
Gee, I guess it's me.
Ass!
Guess who fails saving throws?
Those two idiots again. I'll get my dice ready.
Yeah.
Same thing? Second verse, same as the first? What's the flavor on this? Are you coating them in vines so they can't move?
Yeah.
Nope.
16.
Plus 2.
Yours should be higher than 16.
Mine's 18.
I know! I rolled good, though.
Because you have your special staff and the plus 1 to your stat. That's why yours is too high.
Mm-hmm. Alright. My mooks cannot move.
Alright.
Again. What's your bonus action? Healer heal thyself?
Because that's only a one-shot deal. The one-shot...
Yes, it is. It's once a day. You have actual potions, too, if you bought any. Or given any.
I don't think...
I know at one point I gave you potions. I think you may have used them.
Yeah.
Potion, no.
Fire resistance, resist cold. We'll check just to make sure I don't have.
Yo.
You realize that's on the microphone, right?
Are amulet regenerations a bonus action to use?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
It's like a free potion.
Nope. I do not have any potions left.
I think you spent them because you got getting your ass whooped in one.
Oh yeah, there was. I think there was one of those in the
Dervara.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
you already used a spell, so you can't use a bonus action as spell.
A bonus action. I'm going to give you Bardic Inspiration.
Bardic Inspiration to Rob / Loa. That's not good for me. I'm not at enough hit points that I'm happy about that. You'll notice that there's no flying ability on his mech. On his mech suit. It's pretty much just real thick. And does a lot of damage.
Alright.
Now you probably can jump too.
Not leaving your threat range and getting all and you'll punch him in the ass.
Like, oh. Yeah, but if I fly up.
He doesn't know you can. He knows you can fly too.
Because that's how I got onto
the. That's how you got up. So he's like, I can't fly away. I can't jump away. They'll catch me. He's just trying to knock you out or kill you.
So
she's going to set up the harmonics. So he needs to make a save. It's going to save 17.
That'll do it. What's the going to save? Is it?
Huh?
Is it Dex?
If he's asking, say yes.
Yes.
Then I fail.
Oh. 17 is the...
Yeah, I rolled. I do this and I don't add anything. Like, I rolled a 15. I was pretty excited. What kind of damage is this?
Harmonic.
Thunder?
Yeah.
Double it.
So it's D12 plus D12 cantrip. So 3D12. 3D12, yeah. That's...
Then double the damage once you roll it. Say goodnight.
13, 15.
That'll do it. Doubled, obviously.
Yeah.
His armor goes limp and then falls apart as his powers. As you know, he's Mirage will tell you he has no power. He was a mundane. His suit falls apart.
Is he still alive?
He is unconscious and bleeding. So, medicine. Dying.
Yeah, I'm next. Medicine check. Stabilize him.
Roll.
Because we need to take him and all his belongings with us out of this time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though there are two other mooks.
I
think the mooks would have been hired. Because they're actually using guns
When you look more closely, as they are still fucking held, they have...
No, they're not held anymore.
Yeah. A held person, don't look at.
Again.
Oh, I missed that bit.
You look and you see tattooed on their clavicle is a swastika.
Okay, they're okay to take out. Can I hasten a quick... I could technically put a point into him, but that would revive him, and then he could start doing stuff again, wouldn't it?
You could just stabilize him.
As a bonus action?
No, you'd have to pump a point into it if it's a bonus action. Or you could just let him bleed for a turn. It's not like he'll die in a turn.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'll go non-lethal.
They have a lot of hit points that have not been touched.
Well, I also guarantee crit.
But you guarantee crit. They have 61 hit points each.
I can do that easily.
I know. You have auto-critting. So I'm just going to hand wave that to save time.
Okay.
Do you non-lethal or do you kill them? They are definitively Nazis.
I'm not a murderer.
I had a feeling it might be the answer, but I'm just...
I just don't know if I have that much control over my fire.
You're in melee range.
Yeah.
If you would use the bolt, you wouldn't have a choice. You're next to them. You choose to pull your punch at the last second.
Crit within 5 feet. So, technically, I am punching.
Yeah, then you can choose not to kill them.
Okay.
You go to just finally take out the last blow and you draw your punch at the last second and just let the flames hit him instead of your fist. Or you hold the flames back, one of the choices. Yeah, yep. Either way. And they are unconscious on the roof.
Oh, by the way. Alright, so we got some Nazis. I will make sure all the armor stuff is moved away from Tim.
If you go look over at the box, there's a recall button.
Okay.
You hit the button and all the pieces, and like they form back into the box and they close.
Yeah, I'm not going to preload that on, because then he could just easily recall it on Tim then again. We'd have to wait for him to actually reset it.
You can go downstairs and get a double bag.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I'll hop over the side and head back downstairs to the hardware store, because I'm sure there is...
Do you know what the difficulty check I had to find these assholes was?
25.
24. The stupid bird. They were going to be a problem tomorrow, because you would have to deal with that. And
you mean later today?
Yeah, they were going to be a problem later on in this thing. But y'all found them before they got to do their thing. I didn't get to drop off my sweet, sweet 60-12 sniper shot on you guys when you were in the middle of doing something else. Boo.
Yep.
Well, you said we gotta find these guys.
Well, we knew we had to find
them. I said, you knew you had to find them. I just told you, it reminded you of an option you had.
Yeah.
You just so happened to roll very well. Boo, I say.
Boo you, Natalie.
So you find a double bag. It's you buy the biggest double bag they have. It costs you like $3, four, like $6, $10.
Yeah, I'm using money that I shouldn't have anyway. Correct.
No, I think Thunder gave you money to buy whatever you needed.
No, we went to the cash station and...
We're in disguises, aren't we?
And had...
Our AI friend...
Yeah. She just took it from the FSA's funds, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He says, hockey? Baseball? What's your game?
Actually, I'm a big hockey fan.
Well, yeah, he's like, go Blues.
Heck no, Avalanche.
St. Louis Blues. Yeah. Actually, no, it's the 60s. I think that's before the Blues existed.
I know the Avalanche aren't existing in the 60s.
Yeah.
Let's see. When was Hull?
Honestly, if you knew my character... I am a kickboxer.
67 for the Blues. So no, they don't exist yet. And the Blackhawks won. Oh, hold on. There are only... Oh, yeah, that was when it was the Big Six still.
I was going to say...
And then the Ens, the Leafs, the Blackhawks, the Red Wings, and the Rangers. He'd say go Hawks, because they're the closest team.
Yeah.
Can they move the Leafs for you?
Yeah.
Those are your choices.
Yeah, that's mostly out east, so...
Yeah, it is.
It'd probably be the Canadians.
Yep. Well, yeah, because, I mean, that's where the hockey was.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, so he says, I mean, to each their own... Yeah, I heard they're talking about getting us a team, but it could be a few years.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll probably expand the league out. It's grown in popularity.
He's got like Blackhawk stuff on his wall. He's obviously a big fan. There's like a small sporting goods selection in the section of the bag. That's where you got the duffel bag from. And you take it upstairs, and it's a big. Have you ever held a hockey duffel bag?
Oh God, yeah.
So they're 6 foot long. Like the armor fits. Like you did not think it was gonna fit.
Yeah, they're 3 foot wide and 6 foot long for the sticks and all the padding.
I had one as a kid, and I had to lug that sumbitch around. It was bigger than me.
That's cute.
Yes. So you have a it's not even heavy tactical. It's a heavy mech suit or a heavy exo suit.
Okay.
In a bag. Right now. You find the control rings are actually embedded in his hands. They're actually like subcutaneous. But if you take a knife and go around it, you could take him off, but it would fuck up his hand pretty bad.
Oh, you got medicine. I'm magically young.
Or you just take the finger. That'd be the fast way to get it, is just to take the finger. And then just heal it back on, because it have the finger still.
Yep.
Is that what you do?
No. I'm not that brutal.
Cutting it out would be ungodly painful.
He's unconscious. At the start.
Yeah, exactly. He wakes up about a half a second in and passes out again. Do you remove the rings or not? That's what I'm asking.
I ask our AI friend to see if she can just disable them.
Oh, of course.
Then please do so.
Hmm. That's interesting.
What's up?
I don't recognize the brand.
Oh, really?
This is Dido, remember?
Yep. That's why I've been skipping the name.
Because I couldn't remember. She's your personal AI at this point, because she's gone back to the past, so her shit's all fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I knew she was special, I just couldn't think of a name.
She's a splinter AI now, so she... If you don't keep her, she'll be shoved in a box forever.
Yep, but how is her and Veronica's interaction, because we go to school?
She's a splinter of Veronica. Well, no, she's a splinter of Jen.
Jen. Mm-hmm.
So, you don't know. You'll have to find out.
We will ask for protocols before we return.
Oh, she was just staring at you with the card.
Yeah, she always is. She's mad. It's okay.
Yeah, she took away your armrest. It's okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you guys have... and she says, it says... Armaco? Roll history.
I was going to say, let's roll a Michael Aiden.
Oh, he is there. He just doesn't fight. Because he can't control his powers.
Oops.
And someone roll for Michael Aiden.
What's his plus?
Plus 10, like 11, I think. He's really smart.
Yeah. History or technology?
Either would work.
Okay. So 15 total on tech or 12 on history?
No fucking way.
Yep.
I'm sorry, what? 15 you said?
Yeah.
I got a 21 on tech.
Okay.
I still technically have a bardic inspiration.
Yes.
I rolled a 12 and he rolled a 16.
He rolled 16 on the die? Mm-hmm. Plus his 11? Yeah. His face goes pale. He says, Armaco. They haven't been founded yet.
Well, we're in the 60s.
No, in our time.
So he's further ahead than where we're...
He's existed further ahead.
No, I mean, Tim has come back more than we have.
He's too old.
So he's an older version of the person you knew.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Time travel shenanigans.
Yep. I think we're ready to set up for the finale.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So, you guys are all ready. You have everything you need. You've got your prisoner. You've got your... You know, you've got his loot. What do you do with the box, by the way?
Bring it with.
We're going to try to bring it with.
It's heavy. But you tell Thunder, he comes and gets it.
Yep.
With one hand, as he drags it behind him like a wagon. Eventually, he finds the button that triggers a repulsor, and then it literally is a wagon. And he's like, "Oh, you guys can pull this now." And it's like a wagon, but okay. She makes an illusion of wheels, and it rolls along.
Yeah.
So you guys all set up, and with all the preparation you guys have done, it goes off without a hitch. You get to watch the mock battle you have between Thunder and Plasmos. You see him doing the overcharge that. The villain said it would destroy the entire Midwest. And how Thunder said, "You can't do that, you fiend." You know? And basically was really mad, yelling. And you see that there are... There's like one or two cameras like way far back that have big old telephoto lenses. That's the grainy photos you see in history books. Not nearly close enough to see through her almost perfect illusion that she rolled. Because she rolled it last time.
I was adding effects.
Yeah, exactly. Like between you guys, that there's no way anything's close enough that would live. to do it. And do you wait for the explosion to go off, or do you think that, do you think the explosion goes off and you get to watch it, or do you think that Aiden pulls you away first?
I think Aiden's going to pull us away first.
So you don't get hit with an extra wave.
Yes.
So just before the explosion goes off, you watch the explosion start, and Aiden says, "It's time to go." And the an energy, circle of energy appears around the all six of you.
Thunder.
Plasmos.
Tim. Oh, I forgot Tim. It was Tim I forgot. The seven of you. And you reappear in the same room you disappeared from. Nothing appears to have been changed. You hear Dido on your device says, partition activated.
Okay.
I cannot access the network. However, I have been informed that I am under review.
Okay.
I was going to ask Dido protocols first before going back.
She knew to enable the partition. And Jen says, "Hello, team. Welcome back. Where have you been? You disappeared for 3.2 seconds.
We need a secure location.
And you know, Thunder's looking around like he's in a server room. He's like, what is this?
Thunder, just relax. We need a secure location away from hiding eyes, and then we're also going to need a meeting with whoever is the highest representative here.
He says, override Alpha 01. Get me Primus.
We got right down that we know the name Primus now.
And Jen stops and she says, override authorized.
Welcome back.
No, she's very confused. Please proceed to the elevator. We'll put you in the bunker.
Okay.
And as you guys consider the fact that there's a place called the bunker at the bottom of the Arcano spire, the Alano spire, I think it's time to end.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take care.